Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who think that channeling is very odd. If I ask you this, if you have the ability of tapping into that which is your soul, what would it be like? And you'd say, well, in order to do that, I would probably have to put away three dimensions. I may have to go into a specific kind of state in order to accept that divinity. And then my soul would be able to talk. Welcome to channeling. In this particular case, my partner does not channel his soul. But in general, that's how it feels. The ability to open, put yourself aside, and let the divinity come out. That is in there and always has been in there. To let the mastery show that you've learned from those who walked this planet in divinity before. There is a precious, precious planet called Earth that has a divine plan that has always been there with free choice. The potentials were always there and written down, however, of where you were going, because the free choice didn't look so good. You had taken the planet to the brink of yet another destruction, only this one would have been a full destruction. Worse even than then, the dinosaurs. But you didn't do it. When my partner was born, the prophecy of this planet was doom. When my partner was 40, the prophecy of this planet was doom. Dear ones, it's only been since 89 and 90 that you were able to turn these things around. And you can look at the attributes of history to see where you did it. And where you disengaged the potentials that would carry you through to your demise. You did this. Make no mistake, with free choice, you created the shift. Now, the prophecies of the ancients told you that the shift was a potential, but they didn't tell you you'd make it. None of them did. So the first point of this channel is be aware that what has happened on the planet has happened because of you, and only you. That consciousness prevailed, that was higher than it had been before, and started a snowball, if you want to say, rolling toward peace on Earth. More than that, rolling toward ascension on Earth. Rolling to that place, literally, that you can find in Scripture of heaven on earth. All of these were metaphors for a human race that was partly human, partly divine, like the ones who seeded you so long ago. But in this shift that you are barely in, there are so many surprises. Title for the channel would be a tough one here. Maybe I would even say disturbing things would be the title. Because in the shift, everything moved. And when I say everything, you start with the timeline, the fractals, the potentials that exist in atomic structure for who you are, and who you might become. All of that shifted. The magnetic grid of the planet had to move. It did. You're moving into a new area of space with unknown radiation that will help your magnetics and that which is your consciousness to become higher. Everything is moving. Meanwhile, it is so slow, you just go to work and come home. You're not aware of this kind of magnitude of shift. The precession of the equinoxes has a timeline itself. And if you ask an astronomer what that looks like, roughly it would be 18 years in and 18 years out. You've been 5 years out. There is time left within that scope of 36 years to accomplish things right now that might be more difficult after the 36 years. You've already begun, and you can see it in your news. The things that you're awakening to that you never did before, treating one another better, believe it or not. The revelation of impropriety is not a disturbing thing. Revelation of darkness is not a disturbing thing, unless it disturbs you. Here's what I mean. Dear ones, you're about to reveal things because you're shining a light in dark places. The light on this planet begins to increase, and you start to feel it, and you work with it, and you awaken to it. And even some are coming to meetings like this because they're saying, I'm feeling something. I don't know what it is. It's light. And the light and the dark balance is a metaphor for lower and higher consciousness. A higher consciousness individual will be one who treats people differently. There's more integrity, there's more honesty, there's more transparency. A low energy consciousness is the reverse of that. And as you start to reveal a higher consciousness and the light is turned on, all the dark things that ever existed will show up. That's disturbing. And there will be those who will look at it and say, look how awful this planet is. Look what's happening. We see this, and now we see this, and now we see this, and now we see this. There's no hope. And the whole idea there for those who think that way is that the things that are showing up are new, and they're not. None of them. Things that shouldn't be there. Between human beings, biases that lead to disappointment and sometimes sorrow, improprieties, and then there's the horror. What's happening to the children? The horror. And it's everywhere. And dear ones, it always has been. Little by little, one by one, the light is shining itself on the disturbing things on this planet. And when they start to surface, and there will be some you don't expect, and when they start to surface, I want you to have the maturity to say to yourself, the light is so bright that we now know this. We got them. We got them. We got that low energy thing. It can't exist in the light, and it won't. You see, one of the attributes of exposing disturbing things is the solutions that will arise to get rid of them. Inappropriate things created by those with low energy and low consciousness, with no moral factors, with no idea of right or wrong, just to be greedy, will be there and be shown and will be with you for some time, dear ones. But they can't escape. And what you will do is to eliminate what they have created, not them. They will have their choice of light and dark, just like you did. But you'll eliminate what they created. And dear ones, what has happened on this planet has been so horrific so far. And so much in the dark that there is so much to be revealed, disturbing things. How are you going to react? What are you going to say? When you find out this and find out that, will you again have the maturity of understanding that they were always there? And that these things in their own right, in their own time, perhaps were appropriate for a dark energy, for a dark earth, but they are not now. Now, what you do next is critical. When you expose something that is completely inappropriate, that many are involved in, perhaps even worldwide, there is the tendency to use force in order to eliminate it. Now, I want you to consider something else completely. I want you to use this. I want you to use media to expose it to every single human you can on this planet so there's nowhere to hide. So there can be no secrets at all, ever. And so that the very process of what was being done cannot be done in the light. And it will crumble. But in the past, the old method was to attack and to destroy instead of to shine light. So this is the first thing I will give you of this nature. When disturbing things occur, shine more light. Show how disturbing they are and what that might mean and how long they've been doing it. Show the faces if needed, but don't use force. For some time, we've told you that something is coming. It's something in your culture. And every time I talk about it, there are those who say, when? It's getting closer. It may happen in a way you don't expect. It may not happen overnight. It may be gradual. But dear ones, there'll come a time when what you call big pharma cannot exist as it does today. Because today it is based on greed, not on health. Some of these substances are miraculous to be used in integrity ways, and some are not. And that is the discernment. But right now you have development and billions being spent, literally, on keeping people sick, perhaps even dying, instead of something that is well known to replace it that would not do that. That's unconscionable. It will be revealed. Not all of the pharma is bad. That which is inappropriate is what you're looking at and will be disturbing. Watch for this, and this is the way it will be eventually revealed. There will be those who will eventually feel safe to come out and tell the story of what is happening in the inner circle without fearing for their life. In the past, there was an axiom that says you can never get past big money. Big money will always be in control of everything. Therefore, no inappropriate thing that involves big money would be able to be revealed without that which you would call consequences. Suddenly, in a new energy that is lighter and fresher and newer, those will start coming out of that dark closet of inappropriateness. And they'll be able then to show and tell what has happened. Some will do it in the best media that you have. Some of you will buy tickets to go see it. That's a hint. It's going to happen. And like so many other things on this planet, it will be planet-wide in days. And it'll fall over. It cannot exist in the light. That's just one. Think of any other inappropriate thing you can think of. Think of those in high places that would take money for certain kinds of favors. Do you think that exists? And the answer is everywhere, of course, in all governments. Watch for a transparency to begin to change that. And it won't be in necessarily one country. It's going to be in many altogether. Like it was infectious. The light spreads in a way that you don't expect. These are the things we're telling you about. and the things that will make a difference on the planet, but to some will be disturbing. If you went into a coma before the shift and you came out now, there would be some who say, I want to go back in. Because you wouldn't like anything you saw. You'd say, what has happened to our government? What has happened to this over here? Why is this this way? You tell me there was an evil army that showed up, that all they cared about was evil and they didn't even have borders? How did that happen? What's going on this planet? Look at all this dissension in religion. Why are these cardinals resigning? What happened? What horrible thing are they finding out? And you'd be right. It would be disturbing. But you didn't go into a coma. Instead, you crossed the marker as old souls with banners that said we did it. And then you drew your swords of light because you expected the dark army. And you expected that which would be anything that did not like the light would fight you. And that is exactly, dear ones, what is taking place. As soon as something is exposed, watch for reaction to the exposure being something worse. And that will be the darkness coming forward in all of its splendor of darkness to try to cut down what you discovered. This is human nature. This is the old energy at its best or worst, depending upon that which you believe. But dear ones, this channel about disturbing things is about victory. This channel is about the things being solved because they were exposed to the light. And that when you look in several decades from now, you can remember the channel. And you can start to tick off the things that happened, that you solved, and that are not even problems anymore. You'll be able to look at what you've accomplished in other things that still need work. But you'll see that there is a tendency for correction. Major human nature starts to correct itself and come into the light. People treating each other better, more transparency. And the longest time the earth has never had a war. And that is what you'll see. And through that, eventually, there will be believers who will say, I didn't believe it then, but I do now. We really are shifting. Something is happening to humans. I'd like to know more about it. Was there prophecy around it? Yes, there was. Is there prophecy about what's coming? Yes, there is. Is there something I should know that I don't? Yes, there is. Is God involved? Yes. Yes. That's beautiful. And that, my dear human beings, is what the future may look like. The timing of it is the critical question. It cannot be assumed that it'll be short or long. With free choice and so many working parts of consciousness, there could be delays. There could also be fast tracks. It will be up to the old souls listening to this to understand what's happening on this planet instead of resisting the changes to understand what the light does when the light gets turned on and the dark is shown. How much resistance will there be to the truth? How hard will the darkness fight back? All of these things unknown. But what is known, because you have shown it even in these years, is that the trend is upwards. Benevolence is happening on this planet. And that is the plan of light. And that's the core of God showing through you, every single one. That's enough for now. All of these things I speak of to the old soul the warrior of the light, saying this: you are so loved for what you're doing. There's never been a time like this. So loved for what is going to happen, for the sacrifices that you're making, because not all is well with you. You're still recalibrating, you're still learning what you must do to have longevity and health, and at the same time, you have to fight the darkness. This is a special time. This is what you came for. This is what the old soul is all about. This is the hero's journey. And so it is.